Today, on this Thursday of the third week of Easter, I'd like to focus on the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. What an incredible and amazing and inspiring story of the conversion of the Ethiopian court official through the preaching and ministry of St. Philip. And we have here in chapter 8 that the Holy Spirit inspired Philip through his guardian angel to go out a certain road, to get up and to head south on the road that leads from Jerusalem to Gaza along the desert route. So what we see first is Philip's openness to the Holy Spirit, that Philip was so close to God that he could listen to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. We should always, every day when we wake up, we should say that prayer, "Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful." We always want to be attuned to the Holy Spirit and the promptings and inspirations. The Holy Spirit might inspire us to talk to somebody or evangelize somebody or spread the faith. And it was his guardian angel that was the messenger of the Holy Spirit. His angel is the one that says, "Philip, get up and quickly head down the road and leave Jerusalem, head out towards the desert." So he immediately got up and headed out. And that's when he came across an Ethiopian eunuch. The word eunuch here doesn't always mean the physiological aspect, but it refers to oftentimes any court official of a particular royal family or royal court. And this was a court official of what's called the Candace. It wasn't the actual name of the queen. It was the title for the dynasty of queens. Dynasty, women ruled Ethiopia in those days as queens, and their title was the Candace, which was the dynastic name. But she was the queen of Ethiopia at that time, and this particular court official was like her CEO. He was in charge of the entire treasury. So this was a very important person in her royal court. And it says that he had come to Jerusalem to worship and then was returning home. Very interesting. Was he of the Jewish faith? Most likely not. He could have been somebody studying world religions, or he was a God-fearer, as they called them in those days. Maybe a pagan, but who was open to Judaism and learning more about the true faith. And so he had come to Jerusalem to pray in the temple, because there were areas that the Jews could worship, areas for the Gentiles could worship. Most likely he was a Gentile at this time. So he's seated in his chariot, reading the prophet Isaiah. And you have to give him credit. It's hard enough to read in a car. Imagine reading in a bumpy chariot. The roads were terrible. And, I mean, the up and down of the chariot wheels, I mean, this guy deserves baptism, right? If he didn't get car sick or chariot sick, he is impressive. So, he's reading. Somehow, he got a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Of course, he was very wealthy. His queen was wealthy. They were able to perhaps buy or pick up a copy of the scroll of Isaiah. So what he was reading here was Isaiah chapter 53 about the suffering servant, about this lamb led to the slaughter. So he's reading this scroll, and the Holy Spirit says to Philip, "Go up and catch up with that chariot." So Philip must have been in good shape. So he runs up and probably runs alongside the chariot. Says, "What are you reading in there?" And of course he shows him the prophet Isaiah. And Philip says, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And this is a very important point. He says, "How can I unless someone instructs me?" See, somebody could pick up the Bible and not make sense out of certain passages. It does take the authority of the church to help us interpret sacred scripture. Vatican II said that as well. That's why we have 35,000 different Christian denominations in America, all claiming to have the Bible as their source of authority. See, people can interpret it their own way, and it can lead them down many different paths, and that's why we have so many different denominations. So he says, how can I understand unless someone instructs me? That is the role of Holy Mother Church, to teach us, to guide us, to instruct us how to interpret the sacred scripture. That's why in our country we have a Supreme Court that interprets the Constitution. So we have a living body of the church that helps us interpret sacred scripture. So he invites Philip to get in and sit with him. And so they continue on their journey. And it's the passage about this person being a sheep led to the slaughter like a lamb who opened not his mouth. And the official doesn't understand it and says, is he referring to himself as a prophet, Isaiah, or he's referring to somebody else? So Philip began to explain the scriptures, and he proclaimed Jesus. This was the Messiah. So he gives him a catechism lesson, teaches him all about Jesus and the faith. And obviously, he must have already, in this short time, talked about the necessity of getting baptized, because as they're going down the road, the Ethiopian sees some water and stops and says, what prevents me from being baptized? And so they stop the chariot, and notice that this was the quickest RCIA in history, probably 2 hours. But within that short period of time, he gets it. He gets the basics of the creed, the belief in God, Jesus dying on the cross for us, rising from the dead, ascending to heaven, having established the church, the necessity of baptism. And so he goes down and he baptizes this Ethiopian. And he comes up out of the water. And then the Holy Spirit, it says, sort of snatches Philip away and takes Philip off to another mission. So I think it's such a great reading. I think what we see here is the prompting of the Holy Spirit, the role of guardian angels to inspire us and to enlighten us, to motivate us, to evangelize and to share the faith, and the importance of the church. Philip represented the teaching authority of the church, helping us to understand and interpret scripture in the proper way, and then the necessity of baptism.